This is Amber MacArthur, and you are listening to the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Dr. Bill Lampton, and welcome to the Speech Coaching Radio Show, a part of the EPN Network. My speech coaching advice for today is always give your audience the illusion of the first time. What do I mean by that? When I teach presentation skills to professional people, either in a seminar or through my individual personal coaching, I explain that long-standing theater phrase, illusion of the first time. Here's the meaning. When an actor performs in a play for the 10th, the 100th, or the 1,000th time, he or she must create the illusion that this is the first time the actor has said these words, used these gestures and facial expressions, or thought these thoughts. Superlative actors create this response no matter how many times they repeat what they have done previously. In June of 2010, the musical Phantom of the Opera made its farewell tour, and in June of that year, it was at the Fabulous Fox Theater in Atlanta, Georgia, for quite a few days. Amazingly, as those who read through the program found out, Tim Martin Gleason, who was playing the lead role of the Phantom, was in a new situation because, now get this, he had played the role of Raoul, the romantic lead, an unprecedented 2,600 times. Imagine that, 2,600 times. And every time he did that, once again, I emphasize, the audience did not want to get the impression that he'd done it before. They wanted the illusion of the first time. Here's another illustration. Several years back, I watched piano genius Marty Henney perform his one-hour show featuring marvelous music and his informative commentary about George and Ira Gershwin, Cole Porter, and other musical giants. Marty and I were traveling together aboard the Regatta, a luxury ship on the Oceania cruise line. Marty was the featured entertainer, and I was the special enrichment lecturer. Now, back to Marty's show. I had attended the identical show when Marty performed on the Radisson Diamond cruise ship, where I was speaking also 15 months previously. And even though Marty's act on the Regatta was practically the same word for word as what I heard more than a year ago on the Diamond, the Regatta audience felt that his words, nonverbal communication, and songs were spontaneous. I got the same feeling, even though I could have finished his punchlines and I knew always what was coming next. So at breakfast the next morning, Marty and I agreed that speakers, like any other presenters, must establish the same "it's happening now for the first time" liveliness. Keep this in mind next time you face an audience, especially when you're delivering a message that you've given previously. The message may be old to you, yet remember that it's totally new for these listeners and must appear totally new. They'll quit listening if they sense that you're giving them a rerun. Yet they will remain highly attentive when you speak energetically with the same zest that you'd use in sharing good news with a close friend. Okay, how do you achieve this aura of freshness. Consider these four steps, which have worked for me, for many of my clients, and for many speakers. Number one, select a topic that captivates you, one you will continue to be excited about after hours of preparation and after repeated performances. Second, don't memorize your speech. If you memorize your speech, you'll sound like a reciter rather than an individual who wants to share his thoughts convincingly. Number three, focus on remembering and sharing key words and major points. You see, the exact wording is not all that important. Your listeners will want to get the impression you're speaking off the cuff, as we say, although you have prepared thoroughly. Fourth, picture yourself having a conversation with an individual and speak like that to your audience, which is nothing more than a collection of individuals. Marty Henney made this exact statement during our breakfast conversation. Picture an individual, speak like you're speaking to that individual. Marty and I agreed on that. We recommend that approach highly. By following these guidelines, you'll give your audiences the illusion of the first time that they expect, deserve, and will applaud. Thanks for tuning in to the Speech Coaching Radio Show here on the EPN Network. I'm your host, Dr. Bill Lampton.
What do you think are some of the time challenges that entrepreneurs face every day?
Well, you know, the challenge with being an entrepreneur is tenfold. Basically, every function that goes on in a large company has to happen in a small company as well. We still have accounting and finance. There's still IT issues. There's still operations. There's sales and marketing, you know, which includes your website, your blogs, advertising. If you do any type of social media, which can take up a huge chunk of your time, that's in there. And that doesn't even include, you know, your day-to-day operations, all the calls you have to make, all the emails, planning, research. You know, add in some time for the unexpected, quirky things that always come up that you seem to have to take care of, and you still haven't even gotten to what your actual job is, the thing that you do that makes you money, because you still have all these other tasks that you have to take care of. So it's really easy to see how your day can get incredibly long, or it can just derail really, really rapidly. There's just so much that we have to do.
The ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.